I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This week, North Korea launched over 200 balloons into South Korea filled with trash, manure, and even human waste. North Korea says it dispatched the polluted balloons in response to leaflet campaigns by private South Korean citizens and groups. Leaflets sent by balloon into North Korea with humanitarian aid, encouraging messages and Bibles. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says,
North Korea, when they engaged in this act, said that they wanted to make sure the South Korean people could experience and feel what it's like to receive these things.
Essentially, North Korea says receiving balloons with things like scripture is the same as being rained on by dung, if only they knew the beauty of God's word. That's why VOM Korea won't stop getting Bibles to North Koreans by any means necessary. Pray for open gospel doors. And reaching, discipling, and mobilizing Gen Z for Jesus. This is the mission of the How to Life movement, founded by Jordan Whitmer in high school.
One of the themes that we've had is just straight up, Jesus is the hope for Gen Z. And they like to rally behind that, and knowing that in such a hopeless world and hopeless generation with so many problems, there is hope. And that hope comes through Jesus in turning our lives over to Him completely.
Since its 2015 founding, How to Life has explored the question often asked by young people, how do I do life? Typically, young people hear about this movement through social media or friends and then want to host events. How to Life trains and disciples these students. Whitmer prays that God raises up more young people to continue the work of reaching, discipling, and mobilizing Gen Z for Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.